Good morning, Eric.
Hey, Eric, how you doing, man? Good to see ya. If you're talking, I can't hear you.
Hang on.
There you are. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show. We're coming to you live this morning from the Pacific Northwest, and we're being joined by Eric and friends, and Eric's down in Georgia. Grammy's in the back right behind me getting ready to smack me if I mess up. Welcome, everybody. It's good to see everybody. Good to see you, the downloaders. Thank you for downloading. Welcome to Promote Your Podcast Day. Yeah, that's what this day is all about.
Promote Your Podcast Friday, right?
Promote Your Podcast Friday. What we do. Yeah. Well, I can't get the show shared out. Hey, buddy. Good to see ya.
Good morning,
Moonchild.
Corey.
Moonchild, hello.
Oh. Do you have sun there, Eric?
Hello, JD.
Oh, the sun is shining this morning.
Oh, good, good. I know we have sunshine now.
Blessings back to you, Corey. That's an absolute beautiful day. Hi, GP man, 45.
Hello, JD.
Absolutely beautiful day here in Vancouver, Washington right now.
And welcome to GPN 45.
Oh, good for you. Beautiful.
Oh, that is good.
Oh, yeah. Look, Green Child, the sun is shining. Yeah, it's going to be a great day, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
This Friday's going to be good. Here's the big finish. Hi, Carlos J. Garcia. Here we go. Bam! Hello, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for downloading the show. Again, welcome to the Old Man's Podcast. And this is our morning show segment, Chit Chat with the Old Man with Eric and friends.
Yes.
It's good to see everybody. If you're new to the show, hit that follow button and man, just come on in and settle down. It's all good. Good times. We are
hello,
excited.
D-Mac.
We are so excited here. I mean, because it's a beautiful day. It's Friday. Yeah. And then, you know, we're breaking into the weekend. And I tell you what, it's...
Go Avs.
Oh, for crying out loud. You didn't even... We didn't even get 5 minutes into the show and you're already harassing about the... Yeah, we have the game number four. No, one, two, three, four. Game five tonight in the Hockey League Stanley Cup Finals. Yeah. And Grammy, you didn't even get 4 minutes into the show and you already start harassing me.
Hey.
I'm expecting Jay, baby. I'm expecting some harassing. But it's going to be good. It's going to be a good game. you know, it's going to be a good game. One way or the other, it's going to be a good game. It's going to be exciting, you know, and
Hi, Gina.
It's just fun to watch games with you because you're just a card. And the thing is Grammy's been like this her entire
it's
life.
Rough.
She gets into games. I mean, Roselle, our youngest, her daughter, she was very athletic in school. So Grammy was going to all the sporting events. I mean, she was softball. Wasn't she softball, basketball?
Yeah, she was the pitcher for the softball team.
Yeah.
Both high school and summer league.
And didn't you go to the games and you had bullhorns and all that stuff?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Grammy was Grammy was that obnoxious parrot with the blowhorn and all that stuff.
Well, Grammy of course was Roselle's biggest cheerleader, I would presume.
Oh yes, I was. I also had all the other parents because when I went a couple of times and it was so quiet and I'm thinking, okay, Grammy got to get into this and change this up. Gina. So I went and I had everybody going. I was the head cheerleader and I had the bullhorn. Mm-hmm. And we were actually asked by the umpire.
We need more cowbell.
Because of the other team's parents didn't care. We were scaring their daughters because they weren't used to having all that noise.
You guys were too mean and noisy.
Oh, and I'm like, too much noise. Oh my gosh.
Well, Gina referenced cowbells, and I just thought about like Christopher Walken's Saturday Night Live character. I need more cowbell.
That is my all-time favorite skit from Saturday Night Live. That is so fun. That is hilarious. Hi, Neanderthal Gardner.
Yep.
Hey, are you really a gardener, Neanderthal Gardner? Are you really a gardener? Because man, we like gardening here on this show, and you need to have your gardens in the ground. I mean, you should have things being planted or be planting things now because now's the time.
Oh, gardening 101.
Oh. We haven't seen you in a long time. Exactly. Welcome, sir.
Oh my
welcome.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
You have an open invitation to call in anytime you want and talk gardening, buddy. Just hit that call button. Come on in. This is your as a matter of fact, this is Promote Your Podcast Friday.
Yes.
And Gardening 101. There it is, Neanderthal Gardener. There's a podcast right there. And it deals with gardening and that kind of stuff. So there you go. Tell us about your podcast in the chat room, or like I said, Neanderthal, you can call in if you want and we can talk about your podcast. Our whole goal is to get people aware of podcasts that are out there. And so we can try to help you get, listeners and followers and get some traffic to your podcast because, you know, it's fun. And it's just fun to see, people start coming in and that kind of stuff to your podcast. So that's what we're doing today. We are trying to help people. And this is what we're going to do every Friday. Every Friday is Promote Your Podcast Day. I had a couple of emails from people saying that they might pop in.
Oh,
so
good.
We'll see if they do. Yeah. But good times. Oh. You still feeling good, Derek? You're still on the upswing?
I'm feeling pretty good today.
Good, brother.
But hopefully I'm working on getting business and stuff taken care of.
Oh, sure.
But with the, of course, Promote Your Podcast Friday, of course, at the end of the show, you know I'm going to plug like a few shows coming up on a particular day. But I think some shows that I'm, you know, pleased to go ahead and plug right now, like...
You go right ahead, brother.
The Slightly Serious Show, as you are aware, has been on hiatus since like the tail end of last year because James and his Better Half Big Sexy, as we like to call them, got out of California, moved to Nevada, and... hopefully their new podcast studio should be ready by late July, early August, so they can launch the new season of the Slightly Serious Show. That means you'll be seeing James and Big Sexy along with Pertwee, Honeybee, Lady Me, Robert, Jeremy, and yours truly coming back.
Yeah, and, buddy.
And of course, the Beans and Weenie Show, as you know, is taking the summer off for Spanky to recuperate from his recent neck surgery, but hopefully him and Scooter will be bringing back a new season of the Beans and Weenie Show in the fall, But in the meantime, if you're having some withdrawals from the Beans and Weenie Show, we would like to encourage you to check out a new weekend podcast show. It's called Flicks and Friends with Scooter and John Gale. They're going to be doing commentary on B-grade movies, and you'll find it on Twitch, Rumble, Facebook, YouTube, and an audio version here on Podbean.
Yeah.
And you also could catch John Gale's Talknet Live Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern.
Hi, Gideon Doyle.
Good morning to those who are just joining us. And, because Podbean's got a great roster of content creators and podcasters, with shows worth checking out and are really good quality. And I know later this summer, you old men will be making a guest appearance on the Amber May show. So be sure to check out her show.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, we will. That, yes, I will. That's going to be fun. What? And I asked her, what are we going to, you know, kind of give me a heads up. What are we going to talk about? And she said that we're going to talk basically about what we're doing right now, how our podcast, The Old Man's Podcast, how we help and support other podcasts, because she finds that interesting. So that's what we're going to talk about on that show. And it's a lot of fun. So, yeah. And Eric, man, I mean, it would be fun if we could get James in here, or, you know, and have him tell us what's, you know, what we can, when we can expect Sightly Serious back on, and what's coming up, and what they're going to talk about. Yeah. Maybe a little bit about his move and how things went for him, and how much money he's made playing poker. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes. Well, and I know Corey mentions the Just Steve Music Show on YouTube and TikTok and other venues. You might find him here on Podbean too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of good podcasts out there, and we're just trying to get the word out. Go ahead, Eric.
And then D-Mac mentions Jeff Moore's Make More Money podcast on Podbean and YouTube and Facebook and Twitch as well, like for people who want to try to learn like the art of like how like stock trading and other financial trading markets work.
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Fun things. But and there's fun, you know, there's informative podcasts like that, and there's fun podcasts out there. Like man, I've really been being hooked in on Eric on these movie trivia ones.
Hello, Tom Cat.
I don't know how many of these podcasts I follow. I follow on Twitter. Almost everybody I follow is a podcaster. And a lot of these movie trivia, not movie trivia, but movie. Well, I guess you could say they're trivia. You know, they're telling you about movies, and there's always these little tiny polls, you know, like, you know, would you pick this one over this one or that one? Hey, Gideon, before we get talking, if you're new to the show, we are a family friendly show here. We, you know, we speak easy. We speak clean. Because our show is a podcast where people would have fins. Ooh. Oh, and he ended his call. I guess he didn't want to cover it. But anyway, that's what we are. We're a speakeasy. And we keep the dialogue clean. Ooh. And you're more than welcome to call. Call back in. I don't know. Sometimes
meaning like we try to keep it clean, as in not, people not being combative toward one another and none of the profanities, because we don't really like the F-bombs or the GD-bombs or any other expletives that are very vile that we otherwise would normally not repeat.
Yeah.
And nothing very threatening either.
No. And if, you know, and if that's the type of podcast you've got, I mean, they're out there and you can enjoy them, you know. Oh, you don't have a podcast yet? You need a partner, huh? Have an Etsy store through. Oh, there you go. He has a store. How do you say that? Esty?
Esty.
ESTY.etsy.com.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We'll probably have to be sure to copy that, and we might include that link in the published episode.
Right. Oh,
Eric challenging my technical abilities.
Oh, Neanderthal or Gardening 101. I just ordered a book called The Lost.
Oh, excuse me.
What was it? The Lost something.
Go look.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let me go get it. Get my order form. But it's about the old trades and the old ways that of farming, and exactly like what you're doing, that old time stuff. So just a minute. Let me go get the title to that book.
Don't forget, you're going to take your headset off, or you're going to rip your ears off of your head.
I know.
Hey, Gina, you asked if we do a Friday night music show. No, we do not. I do not do a Friday night music show here. But on the WESN Epic Strategies Network, you download that app to your phone. They have all kinds of Friday night music going on, and you can catch the Old Man's Blues show that I do on the WESN. So, but no, I do not do a music show on Friday nights anymore. Don from Podcaster on Board Twitter. Oh yeah, hey,
if you want to run that promo,
let's run the promo for Podcast Overloads.
Hey, I found this new service on Twitter called Podcast Overlord. Is your podcast stuck in a Twitter fog? Overlord Services can help, from retweeting your tweets to a more enhanced service where they will create daily posts for you. Overlord Services can burn a hole through that fog and shine a light on whatever it is you want the world to see. Check out overlordshop.com/store. That's overlordshop.com/store. Check them out today. See what they can do for you.
Thanks for reminding me, Eric. Hey, uh-huh. And Troncat in the chat room right now, he just said, he just letting everybody know that he's back on his music shows that he does every day, and he comes on after this show. So after this show, you want some music to help you through the day, you know, get you doing what you're doing, tune into Troncat's music. You can find him on Podbeam. And he does. I mean, I always, when I'm done, always look to see what shows are coming on. And Troncat's right there. Listen to his music show. Give him a like, give him a follow. And you know what I just noticed right now, Troncat? I clicked on your profile and it says I wasn't following you. I don't understand this. I don't understand this. Following, unfollowing. I don't get that stuff.
I think he's probably got a couple of accounts because he's still like on free accounts and is not, I guess, ready to pay for like the hosting yet. And then with those free accounts, they limit you to like so many hours a week. And then if you get 6 hours of data like accumulated, they won't let you go live until you go in the web browser and delete all that data.
Oh, I did not know that, Eric. Because I've always been
Jimmy's had to do that too. I mean, or you know, or figure out a way like to like upload to where he could save it, like if he sends it, say, to a different podcatcher platform to be uploaded for publishing and download.
Oh, interesting. See, I always pay for our my podcast. I always pay for it. You know, it's on an automatic recycle, so I don't know anything about that. So, you know, I do not have a live music show on WESN. I don't believe there is a live show on WESN. I think maybe Man Cave Sounds every now and then will do a live show. I'm not sure if Ralph does a live show or not, but they're all music that's been pooled into a big, you know, like my blues show. I have over 250 songs in my pool for the blues show. And so the blues show is scheduled every day at a specific time, and I don't have that information right in front of me. But you could go to the WESN Epic Strategies Network's homepage and look at the schedule. But anyway, so it's all on automatic draw. So when the show starts, the music's just picked automatically through the system that Ralph has on that radio station. So it's, you're not repeating, you're not hearing stuff you heard yesterday, you're not hearing it today. It's all on a loop. That's the word I want. It's all on a loop. You know, it's all looping through in that. So, but I don't do any love. Hey,
I was going to. Oh, I'm still not. Oh, Neanderthal Gardening 101. The book I ordered is called The Lost Ways. And it's on my order here, it doesn't say, I can't read the author's name, but he's an elder gentleman, and he's gone into depth as to the old ways and how, you know, back in the pioneering days and how they put, you know, excuse me, how they preserve things so that they can have it later, and just a whole lot of the natural stuff. And I'm kind of into that now. I like being able to go back to those ways, because sooner or later it's going to get to where we need to have that knowledge of what used to be and what can be.
Yeah, we've gotten into the holistic, the natural herbs, the natural, natural remedies, nature. We've gotten back. We're leaning towards that kind of stuff, growing our own veggies and that kind of stuff, because it's healthier. You know, you just don't need all them drugs being pumped into us. Good yeah. grief, you know. So yeah, that's what we're doing, and we've been ordering some books, and fascinating reading these books in it. Let's see. Did you know the benefits of a good vocabulary? I used to be a person, when I got out of high school, I had very weak vocabulary, very weak. I did not know a lot of words, and I couldn't really express myself outside of cussing. You know, I couldn't express myself because I didn't have a vocabulary. And so what I did was I started, you know, reading, and the more you read, your vocabulary gets bigger. And, you know, cause you read a word you don't know, you look it up, you learn blah, 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 and your vocabulary gets more and more. So anyway, there are benefits of a good vocabulary. And here is an example of what I'm talking about. Okay, here we go. I recently called an old engineering buddy of mine and asked what he was working on these days. He replied he was working on aquathermal treatment of ceramics, aluminum, and steel under a constrained environment. He was working on the aquathermal treatment of ceramics, aluminum, and steel under a constrained environment. And I was impressed with that until, upon further inquiry, I learned that what he was actually doing was washing dishes with hot water under his wife's supervision. Oh, now come on, people. You know that's funny. But anyway, the point is, you know, we need to work on our vocabularies and get our vocabularies and read and that kind of stuff. And Grammy and I were talking about
this. You'll have more of a positive response.
Yeah, we were talking about that in you know, I used to read, because of my job and everything, I read an awful lot of tech books,
Z-Jude,
codes and specification books and that kind of stuff. So, you know, it's just good. You got to read. Get out there. Indubitably. Yeah, exactly, D-Mac. Hey, so today, the 24th, this was the premium day to look at those planets that I've been telling you about that are lining up. Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn. This was the primo day to do it. And remember, if you remember yesterday or a couple of shows before, I was telling you how our houses are built up in front of the house. There's no way for us to, to look and see because the houses were in the way. Well, today is trash day. So I had to take the trash out. Hi, Asahi. Asahi James. So I had to take the trash out. And as I grabbed the trash cans and I'm hauling them out to the street, I get about halfway down the driveway. And inside me, it was like, all of a sudden, it was like, look up. Look up. And so I stopped and I looked up. I'm walking due east. And I look up and there they were. I got to see them. It was an awesome sight. It was probably at about, 5:20. So the sky was starting to turn, you know, blue, but I was able to see Venus and the moon, Mars and Jupiter, just as bright as could be. And you know, you could draw a line from Venus with a straight edge right through all of them to Jupiter. I wasn't able to see Saturn. I couldn't see Saturn. And I couldn't see Mercury. I think Mercury was way too low in the horizon and the houses were blocking that. But I tell you what a beautiful, lovely sight that was. It was just gorgeous. You can say something, Eric?
Well, we're probably not going to see a planetary alignment like that again until the year 2040. I'm assuming any and all of us, you know, right now are still here for that. So that's another 18 years away.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I know. And the last time it happened was 2004. And I wasn't really into it then. I wasn't into the heavenly bodies and the you know, the solar system, yeah, and the universe and all that. So I didn't really pay much attention to it.
And you might remember like when like the Voyager 2 and Voyager 1 like missions launched to send like those probes outside of the solar system. Like at that time, there was like a planetary alignment like taking place. And they could also like use the gravity to speed up those probes, you know, uh-huh, to explore the rest of the solar system and beyond. And because I know that there's no chance that the Voyager 1 and Voyager 2 would ever come back, but there's also the possibility that an alien civilization could stumble across those, or thousands of years from now that people after us would be able to master space travel and be able to try to catch up with them.
You know, Eric, first let me answer Gina's question. Was today the only day you could have seen it? No. You've been able to see it lead to this day all month. And what I mean by that, Gina, is the planets were there, but they weren't in line. You know, they weren't in line. And today was the day that they were in a perfect line with each other. Now you can see them again tomorrow, but now they're going to be quite not all in line. You know, you won't be able to draw a line through them, but you can still see all the planets. Yes. You know, Eric, I read somewhere. Hi, Amber May. I read somewhere that,
welcome, Amber May,
that those exploring satellites that you mentioned, that, uh-huh, we're still gathering data from them.
Well, they still have plenty of battery power left, but I mean, but I would imagine their battery power is probably good, like for like 50 or 60 years after their launch.
I have no idea. All I know is we're still getting stuff from them. And
but I know they're watching that battery data very closely, because when that battery data is gone, I mean, those probes are probably already long gone by then, unless there's some sort of tracking device in them.
Then they're done. They're gone. Hey, everybody, thanks for tuning in. Remember, this is Promote Your Podcast Day. So on the Old Man's Podcast. So if you're in our chat room and you have a podcast, make sure you give people the information of your podcast, what a brief description, what it's about, what day it's on, what time it's on, any special information about your show, put it in the chat room so we can get people to your podcast. Our whole purpose is to help you get traffic to your podcast. And if you're in the chat room and you feel like calling in, we'll give you a few minutes of airtime to describe your podcast and to talk about it. We just ask that you follow our rules of no cussing. Let me cut to the bottom line here. No cussing. We don't cuss. We keep it clean. We're a family friendly show, and we're just going to keep it that way. So. But you're more than welcome to call in and describe your show and check it out.
Selsner.
And as a matter of fact, that's the Amber May show right there that I will be
welcome
talking with Amber as long as it's still on August 16th, I believe. August 16th. As a matter of fact, Miss Amber May has joined us on the phone.
Oh, yes, evening. I am so excited to interview you and have you on my show. I thought you were, I really wanted to have you on the show just because I want to give back to you, since you give to the community, and I wanted, to give back. So, I appreciate your show. I think it's so cute in the morning. It's you're such a friendly man, you know, you're so sweet and kind. I just have a lot of nice things to say about you.
I've got a great supporting cast in Eric Kirk and Grammy right now.
Oh, so. Eric's been such a blessing to me. Like, so he's been there, like tagging me on a lot of things, and I really do appreciate you, Eric. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Amber. I know you've gone and suckered to Alpha's podcast on Wednesdays, and And then, you know, and you got to really establish yourself with Goose and Maverick and them. And I know
they are so cool. Oh my gosh.
And then I know you're probably, and I know another good patriotic show you might check out that comes on Friday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern time. The Swap Doesn't Lie with Felix.
Yeah, tag me. Let me know. Like, show me, like, yes. Give me a link and I'll start following them, because I do have one really important thing I'm trying to get out to the American people. And the more shows I can get on outside of my own, the better, because then we can really reach out to people. And if I could just take 2 minutes of your time here, I want to tell you guys, you need to look at Smart Cities. I did a show with Clay Clark. It's on my Rumble channel. You can find me on Rumble at the Amber May Show on Rumble, or it's actually most places, but Rumble might be the easiest place to get to it, but it's on BitChute Radeon. But you need to go look at it and then scroll to 1 hour and 46 minutes, because basically the Smart City, it's happening in my state and it started to happen in a few others. I found out because I was also on the Pete Santilli show and he told me it was in another state. It's 24/7 surveillance. You can't get away from it. It's all the time, and it will end a representative republic. It will. So I can go into more details, but I'm trying to get the word out about that. And the more shows I can get on and warn the American people about it, the better. Because I walk you through a progression. I show you all my receipts, and then I show you how this ruins the representative republic. We'll lose the government as we know it today.
And see, and that's why we have this podcast, Promote Your Podcast Day, everybody. Yes. So people like Amber can come in here and tell you about her show, tell you about key things that are coming up. And if you're interested and you're seeking podcasts with that kind of information, now you know. Amber May Show. Now you know to go and hunt her up and find her. And hopefully, Eric, these other podcasters you were mentioning, hopefully we can get them to come on and promote their shows too. You know, I mean, that's what it's all about, right? Right? Is get everybody, so we can get people out there. So the information Amber May has can get out there, you know, and that's why we got to help these other podcasts and help get the information out, you know.
I appreciate that. And I like what you do, because we all are going to bring something different. You know, we do need a break from all the difficulties of life is what your show does. And I like that about your show. But at the same time, we can't like put our head in the sand, not realize that there's difficulties in the world. So that's like where I would come into play. But you have to have a balance. It can't be just like all, you know, the news. I mean,
you can't
and
let
then
ignorance
nothing happy.
Take over your life.
Yeah. So I like how we're
we
all
want
bringing
people
something
to be enlightened.
Different. Right. Exactly. Yes.
You got it, Eric.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's why, you know, I've had some people say, well, you know, because I'll be honest with you, Amber, not a lot of people know where I stand politically. Mm-hmm. I just don't share it. I don't even know. I don't share it. And there's a reason behind that. Because my podcast, I want to keep it anti-hate, anti-anger. Yes. We don't discuss politics and religion. That goes back to my mom. When I was a little kid growing up, my mom used to always say to us, okay, listen, there's two things you don't talk about in public when you're with people in that. And I go, what's that, mom? She goes, politics and religion. Just don't talk about them.
Yes.
Because they just cause problems and fights. So just stick to it. So, that's what I do. Yeah. But so I have people say, well, you know, you know, you got, I know you have so-and-so follows you. You have so-and-so and this and that in your chat. And I go, so, you know, it's like, we're all a big community.
Captain.
Yeah. And we have to get back to the point where we can share our opinions and our thoughts with people and not have those be the judgment point that we have on people. You know, I'm a firm believer that we can be of different mindsets, we can have different opinions, and we can still be friends.
That's how I think too. I agree 100%. I 100% agree with that.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't see why you can't be friends just because you have a difference of opinion. Okay, you have a difference of opinion. Isn't that what America is all about?
That's what being a human's all about.
Yes.
You know, I mean, that's what being a human's all about.
America is a country that was built on diversity. You know, like, you know, you could still be friends with people even if y'all don't, you know, agree on the same things. Because I think life would really be boring if people were thinking totally alike. Because when with the differences of opinion and, you know, differences of life experiences, you know, you could really grow from that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can.
Real quick.
And from your elders.
Yeah, real quick. Alfred, you've got the Old Man's Podcast, and you're listening to our morning talk show, which is Chit Chat with the Old Man, Eric, and Friends. And what we have today is a Promote Your Podcast Day, where other podcasters like Amber, May, and Captain Jimmy, they come in and they get in the chat room and they tell everybody about their podcast. My podcast, the Old Man's Podcast, is anti-anger, anti-hate. We're a speakeasy podcast. We just talk about fun things, joyful things. We have a goal, and that goal is to put a smile on your face, a laugh in your heart, and a skip in your step so you can go out and face life's challenges before you. You know, we stay away from controversial subjects. We stay away from the hate. We stay away from anger. And we just want people to grow, and we want people to move forward in their lives. Mm-hmm. Because if you ain't moving forward, you ain't living. And if you ain't living, you're dying. So exactly. we just want people moving forward. And Amber and Eric and Grammy, we have Captain Jimmy on the line, has joined us.
Exciting, yes. Captain Jimmy, ahoy.
Ahoy.
Permission, you know, to Lord.
I've loved Captain Jimmy since his Den of the Unknown days.
Yes. I've been around for a while. Man, you know, I just love your message, old man.
Know you about now.
I think, you know, I always say, you know, if we could learn to talk and communicate and understand why we think a certain way, and if we can help each other learn that and come to a neutral agreement between our thought process, this world would be a better place. We wouldn't be so divided in this, not only in this country, but in this world, period. We just learn to understand where these thoughts or these ideals come from, and why we think like this or why they think like that. And maybe we can help each other be better people in this world.
Yeah. And get away from the thought that if you don't think my way, you're the scum of the earth.
Right.
You
know, I hate that.
You know, right. If you don't think the way I think, then be gone, you know, off with your head. That's terrible. That's a terrible thing. Now see, I've got friends that are socialists. I've got friends that are on the verge of communists. I've got friends that are atheists. I got friends that are Muslim. I mean, and we get together. We used to have a common thing called golf that we used to have with each other. And we golfed every week. We'd all get together and golf.
That's like me and my friends.
And talk about trash talking. I mean, you know, we jump on and we're trash talking everybody and poking fun of everybody. And, you know, if people were to walk by and hear us, they're thinking we're having big old fights. Nah, we're poking fun. We're having fun. We're enjoying each other, teasing, you know, ribbing each other. We dish it out. We get it, you know. And then at the end of the day, you know what? Great days, man. We're giving each other's hugs. Same time next week, man. All right, buddy. Love you guys. See you next week.
See, that's how men talk to one another. It's hilarious. If I hear my husband talking to his buddies, it's the same thing. They don't sit there and compliment each other. They dig on each other. They all laugh about it. They think it's great. They think it's funny. And then they move on.
I was going to say, you know, I think us men, I don't know if women do it too, but I think us men, we have a built-in understanding when we joke, when we talk to each other like that. Because we know each other very well, and we use our, I guess you could say, our weakness or the things that make us funny against each other, you know, just to joke around and have fun. And it's like a I guess we have like a common camaraderie there, you know. We find something in common with each other because we if we can use our flaws and make it funny and come together that way, that's a beautiful thing, because you know, we're not complaining, we're not fighting, we're not being ugly to each other, but we're using our flaws to uplift each other instead of putting each other down.
Exactly. Yes, that's exactly the way. And you know, and I mean, that's how it should be. We're humans. And you know, I'm really into the heavenly bodies. I'm into this. I'm into the universe. I'm into space. And not,
oh, I love space.
And not in the not so much in the you know, like reading the stars and all this and that. I'm not in the not so much into astrology as I am to astronomy. That being said, think about this. Here you are, here I am, we're individuals, and we're on this, we're in this city, and the city's in this state, the state's in this country, the country's on this continent, the continent's on this planet. Now this planet is in this solar system, and this solar system is in this galaxy, and the galaxy is one of billions that's in this massive universe. How insignificant are we? I mean, we're not even a speck. We're not even a speck in the universe, you know? It's and yet true. We think so highly of ourselves and our opinions and that. And that, you know, but there's a good side to that. There's a good side to that. You look at the universe and how big and vast it is. Out of that universe, you pick one out of these billions.
You saw it too.
One out of
I'm
these.
I'm sorry, I saw the BP one.
I know.
Yeah.
I was giggling at.
He's hilarious. He's hilarious, the clown. I'm trying to be serious there.
BP. BP. I just saw that comment. I feel you, man. I feel you.
Oh, now come on.
Oh, God, I'm dying over here in tears with that comment.
But anyway, so here, let me get back to my point. Let me get back to my point, you clowns. So here we have this vast universe, and out of that vast universe and these billions of galaxies, we pick one, and out of that galaxy, we pick out of all the solar systems that are floating around in there, we pick this solar system, and out of that solar system, we pick that third planet from the sun, and out of that, we break it down to where, you know, to the city, to where you are. That should make you feel extremely special. You are extremely special. We can be significant. We can be insignificant. We can be nothing, but extremely special at the same time. You see where I'm going at? Why can't we all just share that experience with all the other special and extremely nice people that we have in this universe? I mean, can't we? What would Rodney King say? Can't we all just get together? Can't we all be friends?
Can't we all just,
you know, because along? Yeah, can't we all just get along? I mean, because that's just how it is. I mean, we need to be outside of normal. It's good to see you, and come on in the chat. Fifthly, I cannot say.
Oh, Grammy, say hey, Grammy.
Hello.
Make sure you come in. You guys, make sure you let us know when your podcasts are going to be, because this is Promote Your Podcast Friday. Come on in, go in the chat room, tell us when your podcasts are so we can get people to go to.
Yeah.
Catherine, we'll try.
What about you? What about your podcast?
Captain Jimmy, what about your podcast?
Oh, my podcast? Okay. So I'm going to do a show in a little bit around 10, for me, it'd be 10 o'clock or 10 a.m. Central Time. Okay. And I'm going to be talking about movies that still stand the test of time.
Oh,
ooh, wow.
That's good.
Me and my friend, we get together once a month, and sometimes we add a Hollywood decode to our show.
Uh-huh.
And we, like, if you realize, it's like they whisper through art about things going on in the real world. And so sometimes we'll like break down movies and how it's relevant to today.
Now, let me ask you a question, you podcasters. You do a show. Now, I know Amber does, and so do we here at the Old Man. Jimmy, I'm not sure if you do it, but do you guys are doing your podcast. Are you publishing your podcasts? Because that's important. That's important to know, because a lot of people will download and listen to your podcast as opposed to going into it live. I am one of those people.
I just figured out how to do that, and I'm trying to connect my Podbean to my Spotify and my Apple so I can have my podcast shows being put onto those platforms as well.
Well, Podbean will help you do that. I mean, they'll help you connect those things. They got a thing in there.
It's a tutorial.
They go to their help section and go through their tutorials, type in what your question is, and they'll help you get your show out on those platforms. You fill out a little questionnaire, and you fill in the blanks.
Thank you, Eric.
Then you hit submit, and boom, there you go. Then it next thing you know, you get a notice.
Thank you, Eric. I'll check out the show.
Yeah, you get to see all that going. Yeah.
The reason why I wanted to do this show is because people say there's that old saying that says art imitates life.
You know,
and with movies, you know, doing a bunch of film study classes, you know, movies is one of the most beautiful arts that are out there, because, you know, it's live action. It's the volume, the audio's there, the visual is there, and you can tell a story. No matter what story you want to tell, action, adventure, drama, comedy, horror, it's there. And you can get your message across, your point across with each story. And if you can tell it well or great, you know, it'll live on forever. How many movies have we had that are just reboots after reboots because the story is just that great?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, real quick, I want to mention Outside Normal. He posted in the chat room. You people that are downloading obviously can't see the chat room. So Outside of Normal, live every night at 10 p.m., 6 a.m. Eastern time. We cover
everything. Wow, overnight. Wow.
We cover everything under the sun. Also, we have a new live cast at lunch, 12 p.m. Eastern time. And yes, I download every episode. Perfect.
Wonderful.
So you can go in there and check him out. Yeah.
I know another couple of podcast shows that you also plug, old man. You plug, of course, the Alan Sanders Show. I mean, he's a great Georgia radio personality with a great podcast. And I know people might be familiar with other podcasts like Joe Rogan and Megyn Kelly and Ben Shapiro, but then a couple other podcasts I've discovered recently are the Locker Room podcast, where Alan Locker does interviews with soap stars like from As the World Turns, Guiding Light, All My Children, One Life to Live, Search for Tomorrow, and other daytime soap operas that are no longer on the air. And I discovered a gentleman named David who does Behind the Velvet Rope podcast, and he recently has done interviews with Susan Lucci and Sally Jesse Raphael, and hopefully I can convince him to get Eileen Fulton from As the World Turns or Linda Dino from Another World, or maybe even doing like a cast reunion of the surviving cast members of the 80s sitcom ALF.
You know, and those are fun shows.
They were.
Those are fun shows. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
You're right. Zoolander is a good one.
Yeah, another one, a show I was listening to.
Face, that Cold Steel, or was it Blue Steel or something like that? That face? Magic. Absolutely.
Yeah. That was funny. That was hilarious. And you know what's funny, Captain Jimmy? When we, no matter who watches that movie for the first time, they try to make that face. You know that.
Right, right.
I'm trying to do it right now.
I know. I feel you. Me too. I got a kick out of the second one with Justin Bieber in the beginning. That was hilarious.
You know, I haven't seen the second one. I haven't seen the sequel. Zoolander.
Oh, you got to watch it.
I have to watch it.
You gotta watch it.
Ben Stiller, he's a funny guy.
He is.
Ben Stiller is the son of Jerry Stiller and Ann Mira, you know, like the Stiller and Mira comedy act.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
They were hilarious.
They were good.
Have you ever seen any old footage of them, Eric, doing their comedy?
I know I only remember seeing them like on like certain TV shows, like Jerry Stiller, he did Seinfeld and The King of Queens. And then Ann Mira also did Alf as Kate's mother. And I think back in the 1970s, she had a stint on All My Children. And, you know, But I haven't really studied much of their comedy acts, but I know they were a big deal back in the 1960s and the 1970s.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Eric, if you can, you need to try to, I don't know, search YouTube or something and try to find some of their old, old stand-up comedy routines that those two did. They were hilarious. They were hilarious. I mean, it's just funny stuff.
Well, and I think they stand up there with like Bob Hope, George Burns, and a couple other legendary comedy acts that are sadly no longer with us.
Yeah,
you know, George Carlin, Joan Rivers.
Well, George Burns, he was there with his wife. What was her wife's name?
Gracie Allen.
Gracie Allen. What a funny
Grace Allen.
Oh, they were hilarious too.
He was another one. Lucille Ball. I mean, if we didn't have Lucille Ball, we wouldn't have Carol Burnett and Vicki Lawrence.
No.
Oh, that's true. Okay. Yes.
No, not at all.
So but Martin, anyway. Eric, wait, how did you two get together? Because I don't know how you two got together.
Okay. Well, you want me to tell you now, or do you want to wait till August 16th? No, I'm just kidding.
Nail-biting.
I discovered Podbean during the pandemic 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was floating around checking out podcasts.
Been here a year before you, right, Eric? Or a year or two before you, if I'm not mistaken.
I came in April of 2020.
Didn't you? Oh, yeah. I was here in 2017.
See, my son started a podcast, Dreadnought 928. And he was going through co-hosts like crazy. And he goes... He started a show and he says, "I'm all alone again." And so he called me and he goes, "Hey, Dad, you want to come in and be a co-host?" "Sure, I'll be a co-host." So that's when Dreadnought 928 with Richard the Old Man was formed. Yes. And so we did that for a while, and then that came to an end. And then I needed something to do. And so Grammy goes, "Start your own podcast." So I started my own podcast. And Eric was the second person to call in to my show, my first show. There was Ollie Harris from England and Eric Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the reason I say second is because you guys were so close. That's just the way they lined up in the chat room. And Eric has been with me. Me and Eric have been with us. I mean, we've been together since then.
Yes.
Since then. Yeah. I mean, Eric's been with me. And Eric is so good, as everybody knows, Eric is so good at promoting your show. I mean, he's the one that has inspired me to promote stuff, because he just does it. He started promoting the podcast, and he was in every day, and he's always promoting it. People started coming.
Yep.
And then he'd go out and he'd go out into his other friends' podcasts and say, "Hey, listen to the old man," and then bam, 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 bam. And Amber, that's how it started.
Yes.
And here it is. Cool. Here it is. 550 shows later, Eric is still here and we're still banging it out, having a good time.
Well, because here on this Podbean Live, you know, we try to make it a point to support one another, because we think of ourselves as being more than just friends. We're like family. You know, we want to build each other up, because we are more like quality driven over quantity driven, which we may not look and sound as professional as some of like your bigger names, like I mentioned, like Joe Rogan and Megyn Kelly. But here it's going to be organic, and it, you know, we're not going to look like we're scripted and rehearsed, because
you couldn't,
you know, we want to feel a connection with people.
Yeah. You couldn't get more unprofessional or unrehearsed than me.
Yeah, or extemporaneous, of course, in other words.
Hey, people dig that. They dig that a lot. They like that. It's not,
you know,
so
be yourself is our number one rule.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amber, somebody asked me once, they go, "So tell me about how do you edit your program?" And I go, "Edit? We're supposed to edit these things?" I don't edit nothing.
Well, and I do, only because mine's not live. If it was live, then it wouldn't be edited. Mine's all pre-recorded.
I wouldn't even know how to begin do that. But no, we're just spontaneous, and we don't have a script. We have never had a script. I've never come into the show and said, okay, everybody, this is what we're going to talk about. Here's your script. Here's your outline. No, I've never done that. We just come on the show. We have a mission. Our mission is to put a smile on your face, put a laugh in your heart, and a skip in your step. And we're just, it's like I say, hey, Amber, Eric, Captain Jimmy, Rockin' Al, Outside of Normal, come on into the house. Come on in. Have a cup of coffee. Sit down. Let's talk. Let's just chit chat.
Yeah.
Do you ever go into somebody else's house and they do they hand you a script? No, you just go in and you sit down and you start talking about this.
Right, that would be exactly. Weird.
Yeah.
We will only talk about this.
I know. You just go in and you just go in and you just have fun. I mean, that's what this podcast is all about. I mean, we're all about just getting out there and having fun. And you know,
Eric said, number one rule. Be yourself.
You know?
Granny did a good job by marrying old man because you're just so friendly.
Actually, I did good marrying Grammy.
Well, we were a blind date, believe it or not.
Wow. Oh, I'll tell you something, Amber. Now that you mention it, hold on a second, Grammy. I'm gonna give you some props here.
Oh, okay.
I am not the man. You are not listening to the man that I was when Grammy married me. I was hateful. I was opinionated. I was mean-spirited and all that. I mean, I was, and my kids could come on and they would amen to everything I'm saying. As a matter of fact, they were shocked that Grammy hooked up with me. And so there was something about it. We clicked, we fell in love.
Opposites attract.
And not out of any extra work on her own. She did not go into this saying she was going to change me.
CTWP.
But just seeing how Grammy lived her life and how she was towards people, I just went, I need to be like that. I need to be like that. And she, and through watching how she dealt with people and works with people and ministers and helps people to grow. And she's always, it rubbed off. And that's the one thing I loved about her. I was a makeover. Yeah.
Right.
You know what it is, old man?
I can tell you, she saw something beautiful in you. She saw a specific light. All she did was she lit the fuse for you. Got you going.
And D-Max said it good too. You were a makeover. She polished the coal.
Well,
yeah. You enjoyed diamond.
Yeah, but there's another side to that story, though, that she thought I had money. I had money because here I was, a single
whining
guy
and dining
with a new fancy truck, whining and dining her. She thought,
I teased my husband. That's why I married him. Doesn't have money. Like, no, he's not wealthy. You know, he has a good job, but I tease him every day. I'm like, oh, I thought you had money. That's why I married you. No,
Let me finish, Amber. Because so when I met Grammy, I go, oh, here she is. She's single. She's got her own house. She's got a car. Oh, she's got money. So we courted a year. We courted a year before we got married.
Oh, upon the request of my daughter.
Yeah. And then we got married and then we're sitting there and we're talking and I go, So we start looking at each other and we start talking and we go, wait a minute. Wait, you don't have any money? No, I ain't got no money. I married you because I thought you had money. She goes, well, I ain't got no money. And we just went, oh, why didn't we figure this all out before we got married? It was just a going joke.
Oh, yeah.
But no.
Yeah, I had the same joke.
Well, to even take it further, Amber May.
I rock it now.
His first wife and her current husband and the old man and I, we do get together and we call each other, we laugh, we giggle, and our eldest grandson, he just loves it. Whenever there's a gathering, he always, for his birthday or whatever, he always requests, I would love to have all three sets of grandparents there. So he has the grandparents from his dad's side, and then he has two sets from his mom's side. And he just loves it because we do. We get together, we laugh, we giggle, we joke, we razz each other. And it's just family. And that's what it's about. Family within family.
And that changed in my life because when I met Grammy, I was very bitter. We had been divorced about a year, year and a half. And I was very bitter and very angry. I'll even say it. I hated my kids' mom, Patty. I mean, the hate was there. And when I met Grammy, we were going to go to this gathering at my daughter's house, and they were going to be there. Her and her partner were going to be there. And Grammy takes me aside and she goes, "Look, I don't know what happened in your marriage. I don't know why you got divorced after 26 years, but I am going to tell you this. That is the mother of your children. And you, in that, with that fact alone, you owe her every ounce of respect that you can give her because she is the mother of your children." And she goes, "That's how I am with my daughter's husband, my daughter's dad, Roy. We got divorced. We didn't work. We didn't make it. It didn't work. We were dead, but he is still the father of my daughter, and I respect him." And so she shared with me that, and I tell you what. What a releasing in my own life was that, and it worked. It worked, and I'm glad to say that example that Grammy did for me, and then we did, my daughter and her husband they got divorced, but you know what? They're still friendly. They still have a relationship because they have a son. And we're all one big family. And
is so important.
I mean, it is. We have a gathering. Mm-hmm. We have a family gathering and we're all together. We're laughing and joking. I love my ex-wife. I love her husband. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were family.
Yes.
And
if only more couples were like that, because exactly. It really hurts the children at the end of the day when the parents hate each other. And you guys made this beautiful person together. So the least someone could do is at least have some respect for that alone. Just like your wife said, I mean, that would be the key. And I think our world would be a better place if more people saw the other person, not as enemy number one, but as the parent to the child they love so much.
Sure. Yes, and that, see, and that kind of goes with what we're saying, the whole theme of what, the podcast is just because we have differences, can't we just all get along? You know, you can be friends with a person you don't agree with. And that's what it goes on to. I mean, what we have in our family, now you take that and put it into the community. Well, yes, I can. I can get along with that person. Mm-hmm. And yes, I can. I can get along with that person. I may not agree with them on their stances. Our opinions are opposites, but I can get along with them. I can be friendly. We can have a conversation and we can have a friendship. I mean,
you hit it on the head. When I studied in school journalism and sociology, and our professor said, if you want a strong society, you have to have a strong family. So you hit the key right there. You have to get along somehow with your family, whether it's like an estranged relationship or not, like a divorced family or a not divorced family. There has to be some peace there, because if you don't have that, then the greater society is not going to do well. That's just how sociology will teach you, the study of people.
And if you're at peace in yourself, and if you're at peace within yourself,
that's the
and the other person isn't. They're still, you know, they're still angry. They're still mad at you. You know, well, that's their problem, and that acid, that hate that is in them is going to eat them alive until they come to peace with it and settle it. And, you know, and that's what happened. I remember the day that me and my and this goes on to other aspects of friendship, you know, all aspects of friendship. But I remember that day at my daughter's house, we were getting ready to leave. And it was one of the first times we all got together, and I'm leaving and Patty's there. And it was really awkward. She, you know, it was awkward as hugging each other the first couple of times.
Wasn't for me.
No, I know, not for you. You're a hugger. But I looked her, I grabbed her, I go, "Patty." And I looked her in the eyes and I go, "You know, I love you."
Aww.
And she goes, yes, I do. And I love you too.
What and a healing that took place.
What a healing. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. And it, we need to be like that. Not only our families, but we need to be like that with people in society.
Yeah, D-Mac, it is.
Yeah, okay, I see. Oh, and aren't you supposed to do a promotional thing for Holy Shift?
Oh, yeah. This is another thing that helps me out. Poetic from Holy Shift. Her words, not personal. I have never had a personal sitting with her. I've never had a personal reading or anything, but the words that she produces, she has the holyshift.com. She's a licensed healer. She does energy healing. She tries to help get the negative energy out of your life. She does cards. She does horoscopes and she does numerology and this and that. I don't know what all she does. You need to check her out. She's at holyshift.com. But my point thing is, this kind and encouraging words can come from anywhere. Yes. You know, they can come from anywhere. You know, I've had people say, you claim to be a Christian, but yet you're listening to what a psychic healer, you know, blah, 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 blah. I say, well, kind words, healing words can come from anywhere. I've had people say stuff to me. Like I've read stuff the poetic has posted and the words come out. Grammy reads to me her scripture from the day that she gets from her bishop. And there, you don't know how many times they line up. They line up. So what does that tell me? That tells me that's the words I need to hear, you know, because everything's lining up. That's another story in that. But if you're feeling kind of off lately, your head's spinning, you're stuck in a rut, maybe your energy is out of alignment, contact holyshift.com and talk to our good friend Poetic there and see if she can't help clear out that negative energy in your life today. That's Holy Shift.
BP is on her roll. I love BP. He's
hilarious.
And by the way, guys, if you could spare $5, hit that support button and support the old man. That would be so awesome if you could do that.
Oh, you know what, though? I appreciate and I love you for that, but I'm not interested in getting anybody's money.
Nope.
I mean, if you're going to give me gifts and that, beans and all that stuff in the show, give them to Eric. Give them to Eric. Yes. The podcast itself doesn't need them. If you're going to give claps, coffees, flowers, any of that stuff, please give those to Eric.
I'll take the flowers.
I'll take the flowers. Hey, take that $5 support, Captain.
It's just like I
have a ship to run. There's many holes in my ship that needs to be repaired.
Yeah.
It's just like I have certain people that I try to highlight, like Holy Shift. I try to hers and Podcast Overlords. I do them, and they say, "Well, you're being paid to promote them, aren't you?" No, I'm not. I believe in the bartering system.
Nice.
You give, I give back. I give, you give. You know, I believe if we got back to bartering, oh man, things would be so much better.
Yes.
You know, I need something from
having
you.
That sense of community.
Yes. Exactly.
And that's where in bartering, that's where the vocabulary and the I forgot what I was going to say. Senior moment.
Well, for me and my podcast, if someone did donate $5, it does help because I do want to travel more to go and see things firsthand and report on things firsthand. I've done some traveling. It's expensive. Like for that stuff, like from my show, that helps me get better equipment. It helps me be able to travel so I can get to the locations I want to cover. So.
And I mean, Amber, I didn't say what I said to put a negative thought on that. No,
of course not.
Support people's podcasts, support their missions, you know. Support WESN Epic Strategies Network.
Hey, Joe.
The old man's podcast is a big part of that radio station. But the radio station needs support because it's not free to run that radio station. Well, go to their webpage and promote.
A long time.
I'm gonna take off because I gotta go start my show. I'm about 10 minutes late, so.
Oh, sorry, brother.
Catman, it was nice meeting you, and that's gonna be a good show. It's gonna be a good show.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gonna be on Podbean, Jimmy.
Yes, it's be a live podcast.
All right.
Cool.
All right.
Well, very cool.
We're going to be out of here. We're going to be closing down in within the next 5 minutes. Go over there and check out Captain Jimmy. Mm-hmm. Jimmy's show. Hi, Jill. It's good to see you. We haven't seen you in ages. Man Cave Sound. Ashley, it's good to see you. We haven't seen you in ages, you stinking. Asha, he's a friend. He's a good friend of mine. He's a good friend.
Does Man Cave have a show? Does he?
Yes, he does music. You can find his music on the Mixcloud, and he produces mixes. He does music. Nice. Sometimes he's on Podbeam, not so much, and sometimes he's on the WESN. He needs to let us know when he's going to go on in that. But he produces. I'm telling you what, every now and then he takes care of the old American here, and he. He sends me his mix. He'll send me the mix personally as he's posted it out and wherever he does in his clouds or whatever that technology is.
Sound cloud.
Yeah. Okay. And so I get a chance to listen to it. I tell you what, this last mix he did, oh my gosh, it's awesome.
What kind of music does he do?
It's kind of a reggae hip hop mix.
Does freestyling.
Freestyling. Okay. Yeah. Freestyling.
Fox
yeah.
Cypher.
Hey, I was so proud of you too. I was proud of you the other day. You added Will Smith to your, I didn't think that would be your jam. Like when you added Will Smith's summer song to your show the other day, I didn't know that. I was like, yeah, right on. Cause I'm a child of I love the 90s music, right? I love Will Smith.
So Amber, I've got two kids. I've got two adult kids that are going to be 49 and 47. 49 and 47. They grew up with that music. So I was the dad. Oh, yeah. I grew up with them in their music. So Will Smith, please. I mean, I was watching MTV with them all the time. <You know?
laughs> That's awesome.
Oh, yes. We haven't done the song of the day.
And we do have a song of the day.
Oh, my.
Yes. We're closing up. And we can. We'll go ahead and do it. And Eric, did you get my message this morning?
I saw the message.
Okay, well, I just wanted to give you a heads up on the song of the day because I thought maybe you might have had some information. Anyway, here is our song of the day for June 24, 2022. It is Walking After Midnight, Patsy Cline, 1956. Walking After Midnight was Patsy Cline's first hit single. It peaked at number 2 on the Billboard Country Music Charts and number 12 on the Billboard Hot 100. The single, Walking After Midnight, is regarded as one of the great all-time greatest songs in country music. Patsy Cline herself is considered one of the most influential vocalists of the 20th century. She was one of the first musicians to successfully make the transition from country music to pop music and made waves in both charts. Here's some fun facts about this song. Patsy Cline was born on September 8, 1932 in Winchester, Virginia. The single, Walking After Midnight, was originally offered to the singer Kay Starr. However, Kay Starr's record label rejected the song. They didn't want to hear it. The song was left unused until songwriter Don Hatch rediscovered it and rewrote it together with Alan Block. Yeah. Patsy Cline's Walking After Midnight was released on February 11th, 1957 and sold over 1 million copies. She recorded the hit single on November 8th, 1956. Her greatest hits album has sold over 10 million copies in 2005. In 1973, she became the first female performer to be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Patsy Cline, Walking After Midnight.
Yeah. Now, Eric, if I remember, don't you have a relative or somebody who knew her?
I do not. No, that was Brenda Lee.
Oh, Brenda Lee. Okay.
You know, and I know, like, with Patsy Cline, I know she was a rising star before she died very tragically in 1963 in that plane crash.
Yes.
Right.
And I know in her biggest hit is the song Crazy.
Miss
I love Patsy. She's great.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, so she had Brenda her whole Lee. Life and whole career head for. My Aunt Olivia went to school with, like, Brenda Lee, and Brenda Lee is best known for Rocking Around the Christmas Tree at the holiday time.
Okay.
I love Brenda Lee.
Yes.
Oh,
I do too. I love
them old singers. I love that
yes.
old
Yes.
They had a twangy voice or something that just.
My dad was into country music, and he used to listen to all these old country hits, and so I'm used to them. I grew up listening to them. Yeah. So good stuff. Yeah. Go ahead, Eric.
And then I know country music commonly would tell stories about real life, and like another example, like Dolly Parton's Coat of Many Colors, where she talked about her childhood growing up in like Eastern Tennessee, you know, dirt poor, and. Mm-hmm. And how she like persevered and and then like the one hit wonder, The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia by Vicki Lawrence, that like told a story, and they made a movie of that too. But I know Reba McEntire recreated that song, but Vicki Lawrence is his original, still, you know, stands the test of time almost 50 years later.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. A lot of those old ones are good.
Yeah, we love music in this.
Reminisce over. And like you said, Eric, they're telling their life story.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And of course, here at the Old Man's Podcast Show, we want to extend some birthday cheer to podcast friend Daddy Hoff. I know we've not seen him in here in a while, but today's his birthday, by the way. So
happy birthday, Daddy Hoff.
Yes.
Aww. So if any friends see him today and this weekend, like around.
Well, he's probably busy with Baby Hoff, isn't he? Isn't he?
I guess so. I think his little girl's like a couple months old. And then I know recently T-Gun, you know, welcome to Baby Boy, and Chris of the Forgotten Tunes, you know. Welcome to Baby Girl. And then Poetics, little girl we call Baby Poe. I think she's like 8 months old now, I believe. And I think Shay from the Royalty Rollers podcast is expecting a baby boy, but I don't know if the baby has arrived yet. But hopefully, she's doing well.
And then a good friend of the show, Glenn B., he has a little baby boy. And Colton. Then Brenda has Brenda.
Or is it Gina?
Gina has a grandchild. Sorry, Gina.
Yes,
she has a little baby granddaughter or grandson, baby, grandbaby.
Yeah, granddaughter is the last one.
Those are all, I call them all COVID babies. They're all COVID.
But,
nobody had anything to do during COVID but make babies.
I expected a bigger boom, you know, just like the baby boom.
Well, I mean, like here on Podbean, like Chris and Poetic, T-Gun and Daddy Hoff and Shay, we christen them as being part of the Podbean baby boom.
Yeah.
And then Lala Scotland, she recently had a baby boy too, from what I remembered Angie saying.
Oh my goodness. It's great.
Hey, well, listen. I think we're gonna start wrapping this up. Amber, do you have anything of encouragement or anything you want to share to everybody before we get out of here? Just a little.
Oh,
brief,
that's so sweet.
Something.
You know, I always say hope is a big important thing, and when you listen to my show, I'll tell you all the stuff's going wrong, but I always want to tell you that there is hope and there's things you can do about, you know, the situation you're in, and nothing's as bad as it seems. So. Just remember, today is the worst it's going to be. Tomorrow's a fresh day to start over. Thank you, man. Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Grammy.
Amber, thank you so much for coming in. You are always welcome here. Always welcome.
Yes.
And I look forward to talking with you and having that interview on August 16th. Yeah. Eric, I think, you know, I'm just going to skip July 6th.
Oh.
He's afraid
of course. Hey, Bart, we're wrapping it up. And Well, I know, like, with July birthdays coming up, other than the old man and Jay Baby having their birthday on the 6th. John
Jay Baby's birthday is the 6th?
Yeah. Oh, well, there remember? We are.
Yeah, no, I don't remember. Jay Baby, yeah, okay, July 6th, back on. Yeah.
Well, I think John Gale has his birthday on the 11th, Jeremy has his on the 19th, Lady Me has hers on the 28th.
Okay, perfect.
Well, coming up on Podbean Live, you've got Captain Jimmy. He should be going live right about now if he's not already on. And I believe Milk Dog's already on, but hopefully Jeff Moore's podcast is coming back very soon. And Frankie D should be on sometime this afternoon if this slot doesn't lie, you know, coming up this evening. And also this weekend, be on lookout for Nick and Tiff, the Dude Sean, Jim Hinckley, and a host of other friends doing their podcast shows. And of course, tomorrow night, Flicks and Friends. I mean, and I'm certain friends will have a good time at that. And
that's a funny show, people. It's a funny show. Check it out.
You have a great weekend too, Gina. And thank you for joining us. And we'll talk again.
And don't forget Two Trophy Dads. Don't forget Tron Cat's got his music going right now too. And D-Mac.
Yes.
Well, tonight's going to be a moment of truth.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yes,
Grammy, you got anything you want to say real quick to everybody before we're out of here?
Well, Grammy loves you. Have a wonderful, great weekend. Weather is supposed to be fine and good for everyone. Get outside. Sit out in your yard or under a tree or go walking and enjoy life. Enjoy yourself. Have fun. And if you see a squirrel, giggle.
Ah! All right. Well, we're out of here. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Thanks for all the people that come into live chat and shared your podcast with us. Thank you very much. All you people that are downloading the show, thank you. Thank you very much. Our download numbers are looking really good. They've grown since the first of the month. Our followership has grown since the first of the month. I mean, the podcast is doing great. For you people that are wondering, we're doing great. We have great numbers. And we just love this show. We love you all. And thank you. Thanks for tuning in. Yes. We're out of here. Have a great weekend, everybody.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
That's all you got to say, Eric? You want to say something else?
We'll do it again next week.
Later, Gators.